led by about a length and a half. The Streets of Avalon, Fierce Impact the outside, chasing Cliff as they reach the 150. Fierce Impact the outside takes the lead from Cliff's Edge. Knights watch out late, but it's all Fierce Impact. Fierce Impact clear for Craig Williams. Fierce Impact won the Toorak. Second Knights watch photo.
And it was a pretty easy watch for Matt Smith because Fierce Impact was a dominant winner of the Toorak. Congratulations, Matt.
Thanks, Matt. That was fantastic.
Second Group 1 win. It's taken a little while between drinks since Hurdle Myrtle won the Meyer in 2011. How satisfying was that victory on Saturday?
Extremely. Yeah, extremely satisfying, you know, for the owners and for the stable, you know. Like, it's hard to win, and it's hard to get the right horses to win the races too. So it was very satisfying. Always looked like a Group 1 horse to me, and his work's been good, and it's just nice. We had a bit of a prep last prep where we missed the races we lined up for. We got emergencies and we didn't make the field and just mucked our prep up. So it's good this time in. We were able to get two races into him in sequence, the right races, and it was great to see him win on Saturday.
He's a valuable horse too now, being by Deep Impact, a Group 1 winner over a mile. And he had the form, it's easy in hindsight, but when he just got beaten by the Epsom winner, it looks like a pretty good form line coming in. It was a beautiful ride by Craig Williams as well.
Yeah, you need everything to go right. I think early in the week when we drew the barrier, I've got to say I was gutted. I just thought, you know, like, everything's right, and then we're born out there. But to Craig's credit, he was confident all the way through. He was really confident where he wanted to be in the run, and he got him in the right spot, and he got the job done. So all credit to Craig, really, because he pulled off a great ride to win the race.
Yeah, you've got a bit of a decision to make with him because there's a bonus on offer if you go to the Kennedy Cantala on Derby Day, or will you try and press his case for a spot in the Cox Plate, which is a bit of a logjam at the moment. Do you think he deserves a Cox Plate start?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, probably horses are going to be better performed than him. I mean, I think at the moment he's in the zone. I think it's the right time for him. 2,000 metres is no problem for him. He's probably better at 2,000. But, yeah, I'm not sure if he'll make the field. We need to work it out because it makes a massive impact on his preparations to which way we go. So but they'll be in touch with the handicappers and just see what they think. But, you know, if there's doubt, we'll go to the Cantala Mile and then see where we go from there. But, the horse is just flying at the moment. When you got them in the form he's in, you've got to make the most of it. So we've got to get him in the right race.
Well, Matt, well done. Another Group 1 victory in the way he's going. Surely you won't have to wait so long for another Group 1. Hopefully we'll get to see him either in the Cox Plate or on Derby Day at Flemington in the Cantala. Well done on the win.
Fantastic, Michael. Thank you very much.